Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. My learning studio in Riverside offers private tutoring and enrichment classes, and in 2008, My Learning Studio Outreach was founded, offering free or discounted tutoring services to low-income, foster, adopted, at-risk, and court-appointed children. They'll be hosting a Party Gras pub crawl fundraiser on Friday, March 7th in downtown Riverside. Here to tell us more is Lorna Jenkins, Executive Director of My Learning Studio and My Learning Studio Outreach. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us. This is exciting.
Start by telling us, what is My Learning Studio and My Learning Studio Outreach?
My Learning Studio is a for-profit tutoring and enrichment center for all ages. And then in 2008, we created My Learning Studio Outreach for also low-income, foster-adopted, court-appointed, such as siblings raising siblings, and we offer private one-on-one tutoring, some reading groups, whatever it is that the community calls for that's in need at that time.
Is there an example of a student who's benefited from the services offered by My Learning Studio Outreach that really stands out to you?
I have so many, but let's talk about Candace. Candace is going to graduate this year. She's been with us for 11 years. She's being raised by her new parents because she was adopted as a child. And she has her ups and downs, but, you know, God willing, she's going to graduate this year. And then we also have little Esmia. Esmia is being raised by her grandma. And she was a year and a half behind this time last year in school in her reading. And now she is at grade level. And every day she walks in, I get my hug from her. She asks for me every time that she walks in. It's the best thing. I have to get up out of my desk, come over to her, give her a big old hug. And her toothless smile is payment enough for everything that I do.
Tell us about the clientele you see coming into your facility.
You know, you would think it would be mostly low income, but boy, we get a lot of grandparents raising grandchildren, like I was talking about with Esmia and her siblings. My parent actually has four of her grandchildren that she's now raising. And Esmia was the one that was a year and a half behind a year ago. And now she's brought up that year and a half and gained. And now she's far above grade level now. And when she first came in, she was angry. She was upset. She did not want to come in the very first day. And I'll tell you, after that very first day, she was mine. I mean, she just loves coming. She gives me my hugs every time she arrives. And if I'm not there, she is not a happy girl. Not until I walk into that room. And that is just, it warms my heart to make that kind of a difference with a student. But let me tell you about my other situation. So I have a 24-year-old. She was newly married and expecting her first child. Her parents died. So then she had to take custody. Not had to. She wanted to take custody. Seventh grade, fifth grade, and twin second graders. It was heartbreaking. So they all obviously struggled in school after losing their parents. And so we tutored those kids almost the entire year last year, and they went to the boot camps during the summertime. And I'm very happy to report, she hasn't come in at all for tutoring this year. So that tells me all the kids are doing great in school. It was all with our help. And it's also help. We partner with the Riverside Assistance League, and we get funding from the district attorney's office for special asset forfeiture funding. And by partnering with all of these other agencies, they sometimes bring us students, and they're able to help all of these other students. And so it makes it very rewarding. My thing that I do with everybody is I always do my little hashtag with my fingers, and we go, best job ever. And we just love it. It's just, it's the best job I've ever had. I'm would like to retire one day, but if I have to do this for the rest of my life, it doesn't feel like I have to retire because the difference that we make in every one of these kids' lives.
You mentioned a boot camp service. What did you mean by that?
During the summertime, we have these 3 weeks of learning, and they are kinder to sixth grades, and it's the most popular standards for the entire school year. So the kids come for 3 weeks, 4 days a week, and 2.5 hours a day. It's a total of 30 hours, and they're going to either review last year or they're going to preview what's coming up. Most kids that come for the first year, they do a review. Say they're in second grade now and they struggled a bit. So they reviewed the entire second grade, solidified their knowledge. But now we're going to show them what's coming up in the third grade. And then when they're in the class, they've already seen it. And so now all they have to do is learn it. And none of those kids ever come in for tutoring during the school year. It's a great program.
What subjects do you offer tutoring in?
All subjects. And actually, believe it or not, all ages. We've had a firefighter come in and needed a refresh on math of how to do the water pressure and stuff like that. We have nurses that come in, and they mostly, when the adults are coming in for learning, they're coming in for a refresher for math. But kinder to 12th grade, we do all subjects. Physics, reading, comprehension, geometry, any subject, and it's one price for your hourly rate. But you can have your tutor teach you physics and math and Spanish. And we do have Spanish speaking, and we do have some that can do ESL. We have kids that are in the dual immersion, so they need to make sure that they know Spanish and English, and they're able to assist them in that. Right now, at this moment, I think we have 27 different tutors. We can put you in. We recommend 2 1-hour sessions a week. It's simple. Same time, same tutor. Our goal is to have the same tutor every single time that you come in. We like consistency. We like directions. We start exactly at the top of the hour. They're done tutoring at 1:55. It's like, you know, they're all standing there waiting, and then they look at the second hand. Okay, time to go. Everybody goes back, and they're all sitting down by 1 minute after. 18 years I've been doing it, and it's been working very, very well. Enough that we've been voted best tutoring center for 17 years in a row by the Press Enterprise.
Tell us about your Party Gras pub crawl.
Okay, so we do 2 big fundraisers a year, and the Party Gras pub crawl is our number one fundraiser. It focuses on downtown bars. There's going to be 10 different bars, the more popular bars in downtown Riverside, and each group of 30 will go to 5 different bars. They will start and end at Loft 84. And my favorite part is our silent auction and our raffle prizes. Oh my gosh. There's a week to Hawaii. Entire week staying in a condo. We also have iGolf. So we have golf 4-packs at the Victoria Club in Riverside, the Palm Desert Greens in Palm Desert. Then we have Coronado Island Golf. And then we have all these other prizes. A casino night, you can actually invite 12 people over to your house. And my friend is a professional blackjack player. And she will teach you how to play blackjack and practice that night. And that's a private party. And so the prizes go on. But why are we doing it? It's for the children of not only the city of Riverside, but also all over Riverside County. We have people literally come in from Beaumont and Banning, in Fontana, all over. They come to us because of our pricing, but they stay because they just love their tutors.
What should we expect from this event?
So everyone's going to start arriving about 5:15 at Loft 84. They're going to mingle around, get to know each other, get into their groups. And then right at 6 o'clock, everyone gathers and they take their group to 5 different bars, one after another. We have Mardi Gras music playing in between, and 2 years ago, I don't know if you remember, it was the Stormageddon. It only sprinkled on us all night. So it was just a blast, not only going, meeting friends and having a couple of drinks, but coming back, getting prizes. And oh, and the best part, this year, somebody is going to be crowned king and queen. So we have 3 candidates for each, and whoever raises the most funds by 9:25 that night, they will be crowned. They will be given a crown, and they will be king and queen of the Mardi Gras.
I'm speaking with Lorna Jenkins, Executive Director of My Learning Studio and My Learning Studio Outreach. Do you have a need for volunteers, or are there other ways that the community can support you?
Absolutely. We need volunteers the night of the event. You can be a leader, or you can help with the silent auction gifts, organizing, whatever it is. But also, you know, all year long, we have students that can't afford tutoring. So we love it when somebody comes in and just simply reads to them. We give you the material, we give you the directions of what to do, and you can sit and tutor a student that's in need. If you're great at math, I know the math is a lot different now than it was when we grew up, but we also have a need for math tutoring.
Where can we go to get more information about either My Learning Studio Outreach or the Party Grub Pub Crawl?
So you can go on our websites. The for-profit is mylearningstudio.com, and the nonprofit is mylearningstudio.org. And the .org will give you the information on the Party Gras. Or you can search on Eventbrite for Party Gras Pub Crawl in Riverside. Or you can give us a call, 951-789-5402. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for speaking with us today. Thank you for making a difference in our community. And I hope the Party Gras Pub Crawl is a huge success.
This is so exciting for me to be able to let all of Southern California know about our event.